On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a man's body was found at a flooded flat in Gillingham. Police were initially called to reports of a fire in Firethorn Close yesterday morning and found him dead inside the property. The suspect, who's in his 30s, is believed to have known the victim.
KMFM News.
Downing Street says strike action by school children across the UK is damaging for pupils and increases teacher workloads. Thousands have joined worldwide protests calling for something to be done about climate change. A march is taking place in Canterbury this lunchtime. These students told us why they're there.
We're all about being heard here today because we want the government to listen to us.
We need to save the world. We need to see more things on the news about this because there's literally not enough. Not enough.
Ken Moffat is head of Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys, where about 60 pupils are taking part. He told us why he's supporting the demonstration.
Well, I don't think I've got the right to deny them it, to be honest. I mean, these are young people who are involved in a protest against my generation's lack of recognition of some of the issues connected to climate change and human damage to our planet.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A fake Facebook account has been set up in the name of a missing mum of five from Kent. Friend requests have been sent out to Sarah Wellgreen's loved ones. The 47-year-old was last seen at her home in Bayes' Shore in New Ash Green in October. Volunteers helping search for her have described whoever set up the page as a very insensitive individual. The Home Secretary says he will not hesitate to prevent the return of a British teenager who ran away to join so-called Islamic State as a schoolgirl. Sajid Javid issued the warning to Shamima Begum after it was revealed she's heavily pregnant and wants to come home. A mum from Deal who's just undergone surgery after being diagnosed with cancer for a second time has decided to show off her scars, saying life is more important than looks. Tony Cruz lost an eye when she was first diagnosed with the disease. It returned 2 years later and she needed a five-hour operation to remove an even bigger tumour.
Back in 2016, when I was first diagnosed with this cancer, it was contained within the gland, which is the size of an almond. This time around, I was told that the tumour was the size of a cherry tomato.
The 29-year-old set up a company making blingy eye patches when she first became ill and has shaved her head to raise money for cancer research. You can watch the interview at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A Folkestone man who claimed he was carrying a gun when he stole cash from a bookies in Maidstone has been jailed for 6 years. 39-year-old Darren Scheller from Shaftesbury Avenue went into a betting shop on Week Street with his face covered by a hoodie, scarf and sunglasses and threatened a member of staff last month. A man who died after falling from the M2 motorway bridge has been named as 66-year-old Kevin Jones. He was found in Medway Valley Leisure Park at the end of January. Police say there are no suspicious circumstances. A man's been charged after a digger was rammed into the entrance of a hotel in Liverpool. The 35-year-old's accused of criminal damage and recklessly endangering life following the incident at a travel lodge last month. Firefighters in Kent are to be the first outside of London to carry escape hoods to help protect people from toxic smoke during fires. Their hoods have filter which can provide up to 15 minutes of protection from four dangerous gases and can even be put on someone who's unconscious. They're being introduced following extensive research and testing and will now be carried in all frontline engines.
KMFM Showbiz.
Mabel's told KMFM she felt emotional and even had a bit of a cry when she found out she'd been nominated for a Brit Award. She's up for British Breakthrough at the O2 in London next week and told us what she loves about the ceremony.
Meeting other artists and stuff like that. It's just, it's such a fun experience, but yes, going as a nominee is going to be different for sure.
The 22-year-old was on the hit list last night. If you missed her chat with Glenn, we've tweeted it via at KMFM News. And Dua Lipa is getting her very own wax work at Madame Tussauds today. The two-time Grammy winner will be joining the likes of Kylie, the Queen and King Kong at the London attraction.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and the fifth round of the FA Cup kicks off this evening. Gillingham failed to make it through to this stage of the competition after being knocked out by Swansea. QPR are hosting Watford tonight. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.